Hello, this is Germaine. Welcome to Eternal Good News. Jesus, the Messiah, was raised from the dead. He appeared to his apostles. They were eyewitnesses of his resurrection. They gave their lives for their testimony of the resurrection. After the resurrection of Jesus, the Messiah, we read in Matthew chapter 28, beginning at verse 16. But the 11 disciples proceeded to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had designated. And when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some were doubtful, and Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 18. Jesus has all authority in heaven and on earth. He is with us today and will be with us until the end of the world. We have the new covenant, the new testament, the word of God to us in our time. Listen now to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, beginning at verse 20, that states that Jesus is head of his body, his church, which he, God, brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things in subjection under his feet, and gave him to as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 20 through 23. Jesus is the head of his body, the church, his congregation. A body can only have one head. A two-headed body does not work well. The body of Messiah has only one head, and that is Jesus the Messiah. Will you notice that Jesus is head over all things to the church, which is his body? The scripture did not say that Jesus is head of part of his body, but rather that he is head over all things to the church, the congregation. No man can be head of the body of Christ, his church. The titles Pope, Patriarch, and President are not given to men in the New Testament. Jesus the Messiah is the only head. It is wrong to have a pope, a patriarch, or a president over the church. Listen now to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, he himself being the Savior of the body. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23. Next we shall read from Colossians chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. He is also head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself might come to have first place in everything. For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him, and through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Through him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven. Colossians chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. Do you recognize Jesus the Messiah as head over all things to his body, his church? You should not follow any man as head of the church. Jesus the Messiah is with us today. He knows each of us. One day we'll stand before him in the judgment day. Listen to Jesus, as recorded in Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. For where two or three have gathered together in my name, there I am in their midst. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. Yes, you can understand that Jesus is with us today. He knows each of us, and he is the head of his body, his church, his congregation. Where is the headquarters of the body of Christ, the Church of Christ, the congregation of Messiah? Is headquarters in Jerusalem, Rome, Constantinople, Moscow, New York City, or Salt Lake City? No. Headquarters is in God's throne room in heaven, where Jesus is, the head is. None of these earthly cities is headquarters for the head of the Church of Messiah, his body. Jesus the Messiah has all authority. He is seated at the right hand of God on his throne. You need to accept the authority of Messiah. We cannot afford to follow the doctrines of men. Listen to what Jesus said in John chapter 12, verse 48. He who rejects me and does not receive my sayings has one who judges him. The word I spoke is what will judge him at the last day. John chapter 12, verse 48. Listen to Jesus again, beginning at Matthew chapter 15, verse 6. And thus you invalidate the word of God for the sake of your tradition. You hypocrites, rightly did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as their doctrines the precepts of men. Matthew chapter 15, verses 6 through 9. What about the 12 apostles and Paul? The apostles, including Paul, are eyewitnesses of the resurrection of Jesus the Messiah. Acts chapter 1, verse 22 shows that to be an apostle of Messiah, these 12 had to have been eyewitnesses of the resurrection of Messiah. Matthias was chosen to take the place of Judas, who fell away. Listen now to Acts chapter 1, verses 21 and 22. It is therefore necessary that of the men who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning with the baptism of John until the day that he was taken up from us, one of these should become a witness with us of his resurrection. Acts chapter 1, verses 21 and 22. Yes, the 12 apostles are eyewitnesses of the resurrection of Jesus the Messiah. They are in heaven with Messiah now. You can read the testimony of the apostles in the New Testament, the Apostles' Doctrine. Paul was also an eyewitness of the resurrection of Jesus the Messiah. That is why he is called an apostle. He was appointed directly by Jesus the Messiah to be an apostle. Acts chapter 26, verse 16. The 12 apostles have no successors on earth today. No man today fits the qualifications of being an eyewitness of the resurrection of Jesus the Messiah. Consider this fact now. Jesus never made any man head of his church. No man was ever called pope, patriarch, or president in the New Testament. We need to look to Jesus as the only head of his church, his body. The New Covenant, the New Testament, is what we are to follow. In the New Testament, each congregation is under Messiah. In the New Testament, there are no cardinals, patriarchs, or archbishops in the congregation, in the church, the body of Christ. The church in Antioch sent out missionaries directly, as recorded in Acts chapter 13, verses 1 through 3. Missionaries Paul and Barnabas preached the word. People became Christians. They were converted to Jesus the Messiah, which resulted in new local congregations. Later, elders were appointed in each congregation. You can read this in Acts chapter 14, verse 23. Listen now. And when they had appointed elders for them in every church, having prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord in whom they had believed. Acts chapter 14, verse 23. Each congregation then is to have its own elders when men are qualified. Elders are also called bishops in Acts chapter 20, verses 17 and verse 28. Bishops means overseers. Titus an evangelist was told to appoint elders, who are also called bishops or overseers. Listen now to Titus chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. For this reason I left you in Crete, that you might set in order what remains, and appoint elders in every city, as I directed you. Namely, if any man be above reproach, the husband of one wife, having children who believe, not accused of dissipation or rebellion, for the overseer, the bishop, must be above reproach as God's steward. Titus chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. Did you notice that elders are called bishops? Each congregation is to have its own bishops, its own elders. The bishops are to oversee the local church as shepherds. It is wrong to have one man over several congregations. The church at Philippi had its own bishops, more than one, as we can read in the first verse of the letter to the Philippians. Paul and Timothy, bondservants of Christ Jesus to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, including the bishops and deacons. Philippians chapter 1, verse 1. Some translations translate the Greek word episkopoi as overseers, which is the same as bishops. The New Testament shows us that local churches send out evangelists to preach and start new churches. The evangelists are then to appoint bishops, elders in each congregation. This is the way Messiah built his church, his body. We need to follow Jesus the Messiah by following his covenant, the New Testament. You can become a child of God by faith in Messiah, the Lord Jesus, who died for your sins. It is written in the book of Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27, For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and verse 27. If you would like a free New Testament, write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083. Thank you for being with me today. Welcome back next time to Eternal Good News. This is Germaine. Have a good eternity.
Thank you.